Locke, comma, Drew dinked and dunked his way down the field for a game winner at Mile High.
Thanks, Shelby. You kind of sound like Drew Locke because he's got that baby face. 1 second left here in Denver. Are the Broncos going to score with basically their last chance here with 1 second left? They had a pass interference on 4th and 4. Here we go. Drew Locke in the shotgun. 2 receivers to his left. He takes the hike. He fakes hands off to Gordon. He's got Hamler. No one's open. What are you going to do? Fuck off. No, it's out. They call an incomplete. No, wait, he caught it. His touchdown. The one fan in the crowd goes wild.
Drew Locke dances. You son of a bitch, I'm in. All right, we head to Miami, where Tua's knee was fine for once, and he had one of the greatest passing performances ever as Miami won big over L.A., and Tua didn't throw an interception.
Psych, it was his hip. And coming off the hot performance of 4-for-8 for 31 yards and a fumble, let's see if he can punch it in on 3rd and goal. He's definitely not showing up to school in a Hernandez jersey, DiNucci style. Tua takes the snap from the 4-yard line. He sends a motion and man in motion. Yeah, he looks to his left. Over the middle to touchdown to who the fuck cares? It's the fucking Dolphins. Nobody knows, but it's his first touchdown. The Dolphins tie the game 7-7 against the 5-2 Rams. Is this the future of the AFC East?
We head to Lambeau, where parlays were dead on arrival because Minnesota came to play. Kirk Cousins, 3rd and 9 from the 50. Oh, God, please just throw a screen and run it. He throws a screen, thank God. Dalvin Cook, 50, 45, 40, breaks a tackle. No one wants to tackle this guy. 25, 20, 15, 10, double points for me as Dalvin Cook struts into the end zone for 6. The Hopeless Fan Podcast.
Brought
Monday,
to you by...
November 2nd.
Can we do that again? Because mine was awful.
Monday, November 2nd. Huge day tomorrow. The NFL trade deadline.
Thanks, Adam Schefter.
I just made an Adam Schefter joke. Deadspin wrote an article about that. That was white privilege.
He definitely triggered a white lady.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Doesn't take much.
Yeah. So here we are, recording twice in this week, so you're welcome. We'll run down week 8, some key games. Zach might have some soggy sorrows, but he wants to talk about all the games, he told me. We actually have a special one. Do you guys want to start with the tout?
Yes, God, please.
All right, let me run down. If you don't know what a tout service is, it's basically the loudmouth on TV that want to, like, oh, I'll kill your bookmaker this week. We went 21-1 last week. We swept the board. I knocked your bookmaker out. And they're all frauds. No one goes 21-1 betting minus 110. And they try to sell you your picks. So there was a guy, John Anthony, that we heard on Fox Sports Radio.
16-2.
He went 16-2 apparently last week. And in his words, tonight's Buccaneers-Giants game was a lock. And he's got two. He's got the side, the total that you can parlay.
Surprise, every game's a lock.
Every game's a lock. Because he's on there every primetime game spouting about on which game is a lock or not. So we're going to have Zach call the number. The thing is that what they do is they say the picks are free on a recorded message line, and
fucking hey,
but a real person will probably a real person will probably answer the phone, and then it's kind of like a timeshare presentation. You got to get through this guy trying to get your credit card info to get to that.
So at what point in the phone conversation do you think he just goes, like, either knows Zach is trolling him or won't accept anything else until, you know, we give him a credit card. Be like, oh.
See, that's where I win my Oscar. I have to play it. Yeah. I have to play this guy like a fiddle. Like, he's trying to play me.
Right. And I think it's important that maybe some of those questions... I wrote down some questions that are stupid. Like, about someone who's, like, just knows betting terms and just combines them all. Like, teasing player props and
so
stuff.
So, like, me in my everyday life. I just learned how to do the hook.
Don't sell yourself short. You love the word hook. And no one responded to my video that I put last Thursday, but that's fine. But yeah, I want to see if Zach actually ends up getting free picks without giving up his credit card info, because if you just hang up when the real person answers, they might call you back on a New York number. I don't know. Are you gonna stay on the line as long as
I can keep him on?
Okay.
Without giving him my credit card information.
Right, obviously.
Zach just ends up giving him his credit card information.
Or just give him... he's like, ask for credit card information. I'm like, I give him like 4 numbers at a time, but I give him like 50 numbers.
Wait a second. Oh my God, you should totally do that.
Oh, that might be good. I'm freaking out.
Shelby's going to have to leave the room because he can't handle the cringe.
So one time I was with friends, and one of the friends prank called a restaurant 2 minutes before they closed saying they had a party of 31 coming in. And it was like the most awkward thing of my life. So I might have to leave the room. But are you star 69ing him or whatever?
82. Star 82.
Star 82.
Star 69.
Okay. I thought
it's not a landline.
It's not a landline.
I Googled it.
Okay.
Instead, it started.
Dialed
82.
Up the internet and Googled it. All right.
Ready?
Ready.
All right, let's go.
Can you get the mic near it?
Yep, I got it.
Can I laugh? You can't hear me, right?
Yeah, they can't hear you. Nope. Yeah. Sure can. Hi, I was calling to get some betting information for tonight's game. I heard we had some locks this evening on a radio ad, and I just wanted to see...
Do they have your name?
Yeah, my name is Brian.
Okay, Brian, someone will give you a call back with that free winner.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Talk about anti-tank.
They're going to call me back with a free winner.
But how can they call you back?
Exactly. Let's see what happens. We'll see if they have the magic to work through my magic. I don't think it's going to happen. I think that's what they do. Is like if a call comes in on a private number, they're just like...
Call it with your own number.
No.
And then just block it. Who cares?
I might have to. Yeah,
that
let's
sounded,
see.
That sounded like such a...
I know,
that,
right?
You did good on that. I would have gave you an Oscar. You sounded like a guy that was like... All new right. to betting.
Try a different voice again, in case it's Bridget again.
This is Caramel Moscato.
Hi, this is Bryant's evil twin brother, Bryant.
don't give Bryant the
All right, here we go.
I'm the bookmaker. I can't afford to have him have free winners.
John Anthony, calling for today's free winner.
I sure am.
And what's your name, sir?
My name is Bryant. Oh, you're going to call me back. Okay. Thanks. Apparently, this is the thing that they do. Even if I don't star 82, they're going to call me back with the free winner.
We got Brian and Bryant.
This is sounds
Which
like
one's going to get it?
Bryant. I'm Bryant now. Well, the other one, they're not going to call me back because they can't because I star 82.
If they call you, you'd be like, is this Bryant? Like, fuck. No, this is Bryant.
Well, it's weird because... This definitely seems like a New York Ponzi scheme.
Oh, yeah.
No
yeah.
way it's not. It's tied to the mob in some
this
way.
This isn't a pyramid scheme. Flips the paper over.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get into the pod while we wait for the
called,
callback.
There, here it is.
Oh, God.
It's coming from Laughlin NV.
Oh, no, that's
Nevada.
Yeah,
okay. Hello, this is Bryant.
Hey, this is Sean over John Anthony Sports. How you doing?
Hey, good. How are you doing, Sean?
I
was just calling to hear about the locks. I had listened to the John Anthony ads. And
what do you wager per game, buddy?
My units are pretty simple. $20 per is what my unit would be.
Okay. If 1, you 000. Had something that was really good, what's your max? Like,
a million.
Bet?
Well, can I bet without my wife getting on me?
What's your max?
My max? Probably, I would say probably $50.
Okay, how long have you been wagering, Brian?
Oh, just, you know, only a short time. I would say probably about 9 months. I'm pretty new to it, but I know some of the terms like
this guy's gonna sell back.
And, you know, player props and stuff like that.
Right. You have a local guy, or do you
I'm at an online book, yeah. I sometimes I'll take a trip down to the sports book over in Indiana, out of state. just to go to their sports book, but that's kind of rare.
Where do you live, buddy?
I live in Ohio.
Okay, what part of Ohio?
Southwestern is about as specific as I'd like to be.
No, that's fine. I'm just asking because I went to Akron University back in the day.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Pretty familiar.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is what we're doing, buddy. So, for a guy like yourself, you're kind of just getting started, you're mm-hmm. a smaller player.
Yep.
The plays are typically, if you went on our website, the johnanthonysports.com, our plays go for $500 a game.
Oh, wow, okay.
Which is obviously a lot more than what you're wagering.
Right.
So for smaller guys like yourself, this is what I try to offer you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you tonight's game, which is a winner,
mm-hmm.
and more days of service, mm-hmm. so you're going to get about 7 to 9 plays mm-hmm. for $100.
Gotcha.
$100.
Maybe. Yeah. If you guys are teaser? Feeling pretty sure about it, if he went 16-2, that seems like pretty good odds to me.
Yeah, we're pretty hot.
Yeah, give me your credit card number.
You can do a credit card, or I can shoot you a PayPal. Whatever's good for you.
Okay. Just real quick. So I'm really interested in player props tonight. Is there anything you guys are kind of specializing in as far as player props go tonight? Because I've been pretty hot on player props.
I've got a first half wager for you.
First half?
That's what we've spent a lot of information on to get on the game. Obviously, there's only one game tonight. The MAC, which you should be familiar with, starts, I think, Wednesday.
Okay.
And there's going to be a bunch of football. So
ask him about the first half player prop. What the fuck is it?
Mm-hmm.
Which is great for us. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Say you're willing to lay down like a couple hundos.
Mm-hmm. If you could bet your max of 50, I would mm-hmm. say do that.
Okay.
If you want to bet more, good for you. Obviously, stay in your comfort zone.
Yeah.
But we'll get you set up and on some winners right away.
Okay. And that first half, is that a player prop? Is that
Nope, it's just a line.
It's just a line. Okay. Okay. Okay, that sounds great. I just have a couple questions before I kind of get into it. I just have some questions. Obviously, I'm not super new to it, but kind of new to it.
I'm taking the books in the first half.
I heard some good information. I want to middle the first quarter spread based on some bets that I kind of have. Can you backdoor cover something like that for me or? What is that? Seem like a good idea to you?
I can walk you through it.
Okay.
Some of that stuff you don't want to do because mm-hmm. you know a lot of guys go and bet teasers mm-hmm. and parlays, and honestly, that's how casinos are built.
Right.
You know, those just they just take that money and put in their pocket. It's really hard to.
Oh no, I kind of like him.
So, like I said, $100 will get you started. It's already 4:30, so you only got like a.
Fuck! Give him my credit card, Zach.
Wonder to get this done.
Mm-hmm.
We take all the credit cards. So tell mm-hmm. me how you want to do it, buddy.
Okay, just two more questions real quick before I give you my card information. So I'm kind of a big player prop guy because that's where I've kind of had some success in my early betting with player props. I'm looking at it seems kind of like a long shot, but what do you think about the over on Tom Brady's rushing yards?
I don't even know what it is. What is it?
Well, I had an alternative line at 100 yards. What do you think?
He's never
going to
get 100 yards.
Never? Oh, okay.
In tonight's game?
Okay.
Alternate line.
I seem like the Giants defense seems kind of soft.
Are you talking about tonight's game?
Yeah.
100
yards.
His rush yards are 100?
on an alternate line, yeah.
I'd say lucky if he ran 8 yards.
Really? Okay. I'm sorry. So last question. I know you've got a lot of calls coming in. I don't waste your time.
But we do.
So for Bucks money line, how much would a dollar win me?
On the money line?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
What is it right now? -220 or something like that?
That sounds right.
No, it's god. It's -705. This dude is so dumb.
Okay, so not a good bet then. Okay.
No.
All right.
Say a couple more questions.
You're never gonna play this. There's no value in it.
I got you. No, that makes sense.
Betting 50 to win $20 or something like that.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Fantastic. Well, I appreciate it. And you know what? I just my wife's coming home. Doesn't sound like it's good for me, but I appreciate your time. You have a good night. Perfect.
That was pretty good.
Amazing. Shelby, you can come back in now. We're all done.
Did Shelby really miss out on that? That is so dumb.
He left. He was gone.
How to kill.
He couldn't take it. Oh, it's great. You're going to love listening back to it.
That's why I'm kind of excited I left the room. I can listen to it.
Oh, my God, dude. It was so funny.
Did you get the recording message?
No. It's just that a person calls you back, and it's just a person the whole time. He's just like, give me a credit card number. Give me a credit. He's like, a credit card number.
Well, how'd you end it?
I was like, my wife's coming home. None of this really sounds good for me. Thanks for your time. Bye-bye.
He's like, I have a couple more questions until
I was like, just a few more questions before I give you my credit card number. I asked him all these questions and he fucking answered them. I was like, I want to bet Tom Brady's over on his rushing yards.
He's like, what is it?
What do you think? And he was like, what is it? I was like, well, I got this alternate line at 100. He's like, hey, you'll be lucky if he gets 8 tonight. I was like, really? You think so? He's like, what were the odds? And I was like, last question. I kind of like them.
I kind of want to give him my number.
How much could I win on Bucks money line if I bet $1? He's like, what is it? Like minus 200 something? This guy's like, no, it's like minus
500.
Yeah, yeah. By 700 at this point.
Okay. I can't wait to listen to that. Thank you for doing that.
You're welcome. I'm gonna get spam calls. He was kind of nice.
Now, like, I wish we gave him.
Yeah,
his,
he was a little bit. Yeah, he was. But
I mean,
was
when
like,
you realize he's also a piece of shit.
But I told him like my max was $20. He was like, "What's your real max?"
Yeah.
Was like,
oh yeah.
I guess
big.
50.
No, he's like 20. Yeah. He's like, okay, but what if you know it's a lock? It's like, I was like, Zach.
Oh yeah, dude. It's like classic.
And I was like, Zach. Yeah. I was trying to whisper into Zach's ear. I was like, Zach, bro. I was like, just say like some absurd fucking number.
You said like 5,000.
Yeah, dude. You
should
have. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. What do you got? Nothing to be honest.
Yeah, I know
about.
That's true. Like, I just wanted to be like, yeah, I could do like $10. And he's like, well, most of our stuff is like $500. Oh.
All right, that was great. All right, let's get into some Week 8 games. We'll go game by game from Week 8. We'll start in...
Baltimore. Ooh.
Let's not and say we didn't.
Let's just get it over with.
Ooh, Ebron Musk with the Heat scoring that tutty. Nice. You like that? I've been saving that all day. Ebron Musk.
It's like...
just ask me for the good news.
What's the good news?
Thank you, Scotty. The Ravens, on Sunday, they lost the game, mind you, but they outgained the Steelers 457-221.
Yeah.
That's
what four turnovers
did. And J.K. Dobbins ran for over 100 yards, but yeah.
And Gus Edwards almost ran for over 100 yards.
87, yeah. Yeah. And Lamar had 65, but Lamar just can't turn the ball over like that.
Yeah.
And he usually doesn't.
Yeah,
that's the good thing.
He usually
doesn't. Poor turnover performance.
It's just the last game. I would rather this have happened against like the Titans or the Colts next week, or even I would rather this happen against the Bengals, lose a fluke game against the Bengals, than lose to the fucking undefeated Steelers,
right.
Make them the last undefeated team, like the last team you want in your division to be undefeated. I guess. I mean, I guess if you had to take a pick, who would you rather be undefeated in the division right now as a fan of a team in the division? The Browns or the Steelers?
I'd rather the Steelers be. I
couldn't stand the Browns.
Not the Ravens. The
Browns being
undefeated. Yeah, I knew the Ravens would be good, so I couldn't stand the Browns being undefeated. But
yeah.
The good news is, I think you guys dominated the game, but Lamar's turnovers weren't just like an arm punt. They were a pick six, a turnover when you're up by 10 in your own 25, and then two fumbles inside the Steeler 10-yard line.
Yep.
That's what sucks.
To be fair, that last fumble was on a fourth down carry, so it didn't really matter.
Right. He was stopped short. Yeah. It wouldn't have mattered if he fumbled at all. Right. But yeah. Ronnie Stanley might suck not having him.
Our offensive line didn't look horrible against a good defensive front.
No, well, that's what I was telling you when Stanley went out, is that offensive line, you don't really need as good of one with Lamar because he's so mobile.
But it seemed in that game like he was running, like he was escaping pressure into more pressure.
Yeah, he was sacked
four
times.
He wasn't going the right way like he normally does.
I think, and is this a bigger issue because Lamar's kind of been, he hasn't been his MVP self this year.
Definitely not.
And does that worry, what's your worry meter at 1 through 10? Because you might, at this point, you're two games down in the division, you might have to go on the road.
It's a 7.
It's a 7.
Well, I don't really care if we, it doesn't matter if we play at home.
Marlon Humphrey got the Coco.
Right. And that worries me for the Titans game coming up if he can't be back for the Titans game. I'm not hugely worried about it.
Ravens 24-1 against everyone else in big games. They're 0-6.
That's tough.
And, I'd rather be able to win a bunch of easy games and no big games as opposed to no big games and no easy games.
The problem is I see Pittsburgh maybe losing two games the rest of the year. Because listen to their upcoming schedule. Dallas, they have Dallas this week.
Easy.
Bengals.
I think the Bengals can beat them once this year.
Wow. Okay. I don't.
No.
But they have Dallas, Bengals, Jaguars their next three before they host Baltimore on Thanksgiving. Let's go.
Yeah.
And then, like, they have Buffalo and Indy still on the schedule. Cleveland week 17.
Cleveland can
sneak. I think that loss might have, because are the Ravens going to run the table from here on out?
If you looked at the, first half Steelers from that game,
they
looked awful.
Yeah.
So they're, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I think this is the same reason I think Trump's going to win the election. The bad guy always wins. So they could very well just go undefeated, 16-0, whatever, 14-2, some bullshit. But they don't deserve it because they're not that good. I think realistically, they're obviously they're one Ben injury away from 8-8, 9-7.
Right.
And without a Ben injury, they're between 9-7 and 11-5, realistically. But by whatever powers that be, they're 7-0 right now.
Is now the time that I mention I have the Steelers plus 400 to win the AFC North?
That's fine, and that's okay. A good bet. Honestly, that's a good bet. Especially looks great now.
I didn't
but
hate the result yesterday, but I felt really bad.
What is it now?
It sucks because I've been on.
Would
you
bet it
for you
before the season started?
I've been on the hook for you with all these Bengals games. I wanted to watch the Bengals win because I love Joe Burrow and I want to see him do well. So yeah, it sucks, and I appreciate the gesture. It's tough.
Zach, you're being too respectful right now.
The Steelers right now are minus 335 to win the division. The Ravens are plus 250.
Say at least I have the 5-2 Bengals or 5-2 Ravens. Fuck your Bengals, stupid fucking
next game.
Cats. See, that's how
Bills Patriots.
Oh my God!
Are the Patriots? Is the dynasty over?
I'm surprised that Bill Belichick didn't Columbine the locker room in today's practice, because
I said be a little less respectful.
You look at him on the sideline,
morbid.
Especially after that last cam turnover to end the game when all they needed was a field goal.
Luckily,
to tie
there's
it.
A mask.
Yeah,
and then the Zoom calls after the game was like, Bill, are you gonna since you're 2-5? Like the last thing Bill wants to know wants to hear right now is that your season's over.
Yeah,
because at 2-5. Basically is, because I'm the Patriot.
He said, how do you think it felt, Henry?
Honestly, I'd rather be.
And Henry was like, all right, thanks.
I'd rather be 2-5-1 than 2-5.
Right. But they were also like, are you going to, maybe switch Cam out and see what Stidham could do, or maybe turn to Brian Hoyer? He's just like, Cam's our quarterback. So, but the Bills, isn't it weird how the Bills went from, like, the Super Bowl darling pick and, like, the best offense in football, and then that Titans game happened, mm-hmm. and they've scored, like, under 20 points in three straight games, and then yesterday they scored 24 and win.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
I love the Bills right here, because they're not – it's like one of those teams that, like, as soon as you shine the spotlight on them, they shrink up.
Yeah, a little bit.
But so they needed – I feel like they needed to lose those two games and then come back and have a huge game against their arch rival, Bill Belichick. They've only won, what, six games? Bill's only lost them, like, what, five or six times ever? So
it's
huge.
I was kind of like that Bills-Titans game. I'm surprised – like, I'm mad we didn't recognize that earlier, where, like, the Bills were just hanging out in Nashville on, like, Monday. Mm-hmm. And they're like, all right, Monday night there's test. If they're positive – you're not playing the Titans, you're playing the Chiefs Thursday. If there's no positives, you're going to play the Titans Tuesday. Mm-hmm. It's like, who do they prepare for then?
Right.
Like, that's the toughest spot ever.
Well,
so
we were all hyping the Bills, but then again, they played the Jets week one, Miami week two, 1-3, only beat the Jets by 10, only beat the Rams by 3 because the Rams almost should have won that game, beat the Raiders by 1 possession, so... Besides the Jets in week one, they're all one possession, if not a field goal.
Well,
and then they get killed by the Titans, lose to the Chiefs, only beat the Jets by 8. So they've only beat the Jets by a combined 18 points this year. And then they only beat New England by 3. So are they not that good of a team?
Well, at the same time, how bad of a spot that Titans game was, they lost by 26. The Jets game, too, if you watch that, it was like 27-0. And like Josh Allen fumbled twice or something. But the Dolphins... And Rams wins aren't bad wins, especially since the Dolphins are kind of surging. And, at the Raiders, a 7-point win is decently impressive. A team that beat Kansas City, just went on the road to beat Cleveland. The Raiders aren't a slouch.
Yeah, but, like, just because Josh Allen makes some spectacular, like, play in one of the games, I just don't think that, like, they are winning, they're having any defining wins. Mm-hmm. because, you know, like, everyone was hyping them up, what, those first 4 weeks? Because they're like, Josh Allen is actually good, and we all thought he sucked. And then it was only because he had three plays, because realistically, they only won by one possession all those games. So really, he just made a couple wow plays to make the media think that they won bigger than they actually did.
No, or was it they're disguising a defense that is injured, banged up, and just overall kind of bad?
Or is it...
Because it wasn't Josh Allen's fault. Are they packaging 30-something points in four straight games, and they only win by one possession.
Yeah, or they're packaging just a bunch of dildos from their fans, and that's just empowering the entire field.
The good news is we'll find out, because they have the Seahawks this week, then they're at the Cardinals, later they have the Steelers, then they got to go to Denver, and then maybe that Week 17 game against Miami at home might be for the division. Who knows?
Do it in Tua pick.
All right, next game.
He did fumble.
He did fumble.
You love Tua, dude. Or do you hate him? I'm actually still deciding whether to, like, bitch on you for liking or hating him.
Yeah, and I'll get you an answer on that as soon as I can.
Shelby hasn't loved or hated a player since Hines Ward was in the league.
Right.
That's not true. He freaking loves everyone on the Steelers.
Oh my God. Not Hines Ward. Hines Ward could die in a car
fire.
Who
do I hate on the Steelers? Juju?
No, okay. You officially hate Tua. I know it. You hate Tua, dude.
No, he hates Russell Wilson.
You want
Wilson
Tua to be
bad,
Seahawks. So bad.
Why would
so
I hate Tua?
That's
he
right.
Hates
you
the Seahawks.
Hate Russell Wilson.
Hates him.
I bet on the Seahawks yesterday. Did I not?
Yeah, it was minus one. Easy. You
exactly. Ever. You said, I hated the public on the Seahawks.
Yeah, it's you hate the public more than you
I
bet
for
on
the
Seahawks.
I don't hate
hopefully
Russell
these
Wilson.
Frauds will cover.
Right. Yeah, hopefully the frauds are covered, because they did, and frauds. I won money. I was really loving Russell Wilson yesterday. But, Scotty, my thing with Tua is... I like Herbert a lot, but now it's like, who's better, Herbert or Burrow? And I'm like, why can't everyone just be happy? Like, why do we have to compare?
But Burrow is better.
We'll see.
He is.
Herbert didn't blow four straight 16-point leads, but we'll get
better
to that.
Better weapons.
Next game, Raiders-Browns. This game was a shit show.
Underhit. Hey!
Underhit by a million. That was nice, because I heard about the weather before, and I didn't know it was going to look that bad.
Hey, you guys remember that time that Scotty was like, hey, definitely bet this over or whatever it was in the Giants game, the Giants Eagles game last year, and it was like, oh, there's a fucking
monsoon
cat 5 hurricane blowing
no,
through
you bet it.
Lincoln
I didn't bet
Financial.
It.
Didn't the
not
over
my
hit?
Money.
No, it did not hit. I lost all that money
no,
that I bet
the
on.
The over definitely hit in that game.
It was so, well, whatever it was that he told me to bet on.
The over ended
no,
up
it
hitting
did not
it
hit.
Went to overtime, but the Giants didn't win. You had the
money
lined
Giants
the Giants.
Oh, you parlayed it.
Yeah, and they got out
that's
to a
right.
huge lead.
Oh, yeah.
They got out to a huge lead, and you're like...
Giants money line parlayed with the over, like, 200 to win an insane amount of money.
Yeah, and we're like, yeah, the over's... Right. You're like, the over's not going to hit. And then the over made a comeback, and then you're like,
that's
but now
right.
the Giants won't win. Because it went to overtime, and Zach Ertz got a touchdown.
So really, it's not my fault. So remember that
time
Scotty gave me a lock
pressure.
That worked?
No, it did not work at all.
All right, next game.
Because you decided to parlay it.
No, you told me to do both of those things.
No.
Gentlemen.
Yes.
Bring up the receipts.
I will. I'll go back and find the podcast.
Zach, you will literally not do that. I guarantee it.
It was before we recorded. It was Thursday.
Oh,
Thursday
I thought it might have been in like the Twitter messages. Like just keep scrolling all the
oh,
way
down. No.
Actually.
It was like either before
yeah,
or
scroll,
after we recorded
the podcast. Give us a day to do that.
Actually, you know what? The over did not hit.
Yeah.
Because it was 23-17 was the final.
Yeah.
Well,
so
this is good. This is good. 3 minutes of podcast wasted.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So you right, expose Scotty, and then he's like, "This is not good to radio."
That Baker Mayfield love sure disappeared quick. 12-25 right? for 122. Jarvis did drop a touchdown. Next game.
Yep.
Colts over the Lions, 41-21 in Detroit.
Holy shit! It ended up that much. I stopped paying attention when it was close.
Could not.
Care I thought less. That. I thought right. the Lions are going to... I had the Lions at the t-shirt.
Is Marvin Hall the future of Detroit?
Four
receptions, 113 yards?
I kind of zacked this, where like
what,
the Lions...
Did you fall asleep and play PSP?
The Lions went up 7-0. The Lions went up 7-0, and I was like... My finger was over the confirm button on Lions +3, and I didn't pull the trigger. And then the Colts ended up blowing them out. Good news for the Lions, two things. In the first and third quarter, they won 14-0.
Mm-hmm.
The second and fourth quarter, okay, they were outscored 41-7, whatever. Other good news from the Lions, they just hate... Like, who doesn't hate Detroit? The Lions are 3-1 on the road this year.
I think Detroit hates Detroit.
The Lions sure do. Matt Stafford, free my mans. All right.
0-3 at home, by the way.
It's like, yeah, 3-1 on the road.
Right.
0-3 at home.
All their wins came
away from Detroit.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Next game, parlay killer.
That's
Vikings 28, Packers 22. Dude. What the hell happened? Game. Huh?
Same with the Bengals game. Both of those 1-5 teams just killed everyone. Actually, dude, how much money did Vegas? This is
the best week for Vegas ever.
Yeah, a lot of, as Shelby said it, a lot of late money coming in on Minnesota.
That's why I was going to bet the Packers when it got down to 5.5.
It moved
from
7 to 5.5.
I was like, there's a lot of sharp money coming in on Minnesota, and I couldn't bet Green Bay. But I did have
And I'm just glad I didn't lose more money because, you know, this every year is going to have a week like this where
exactly.
It's like some insane, like 1-5. And it might even happen next week with some games.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm just not, you know, I'm not surprised, but like this happens every year.
It's getting to the point where it's like some teams that beat another team, like the Patriots beat the Raiders. Like, how can the Raiders then go to Kansas City and beat the Chiefs? Like, how do those make sense? You get a lot of the, like when you can, you can connect the dots and lead up to like the Jets beating the Chiefs. Like if the Jets beat the Patriots, you can connect the dots and say the Jets beat the Raiders or the Jets beat the Patriots who beat the Raiders who beat the Chiefs. You can go from 32-1 that quick.
Yeah, 7 degrees of the Jets aren't that bad.
All right, next game. Anything more with the Packers? Dalvin Cook killed it for me.
Under hit for Boardwalk.
Yeah, it did. 52.5.
Thank God. It's like one of my only two wins.
Dalvin Cook saved me in fantasy, but we'll see how I got screwed because I'm down 5 points and I have the Buccaneers kicker.
Oh, boy.
That's it. I just need 5 points from the kicker.
Speaking of tonight, so that you know the guy, the tote, is that what it is?
Tout?
That Zach, tout, mm-hmm. the tout, the tote, the tout that Zach talked to said that he had a lock tonight. That was a
first half.
And they said it. First half, and he's like, it's a first half. He's like, is it a prop or is it he's like, it's a line.
Yeah. Whatever.
So obviously, it's fucking the Buccaneers -7.5, right? Put everything I have on.
How do you know? And why would you trust their picks? Because they went 16-2.
Yeah, dude. Fuck.
Double sided piece of shit.
Yeah.
They're getting my money somehow.
Well, speaking of fantasy though. Listen, I have to have Tom Brady and Ronald Jones score less than 30 points.
Because you went Jimmy G over Burrow.
I did,
That's tough.
Yikes.
Next game, Chiefs 35, Jets 9. Chiefs cover the big number.
They do.
Fascinatingly, and because at the beginning it didn't look like they were going to cover at all.
No,
the Jets didn't look horrible.
The Jets were frisky for a minute, mm-hmm. and then like I really thought the Chiefs would just kind of lay down.
Man.
And,
yeah.
I mean, it was 21-9 at the half. The Jets missed a field goal that would have covered their first half spread. Mm-hmm. I thought it was pretty mean of Andy Reid to fake a punt against the Jets.
Yeah. That was mean.
Kind of dickish.
Big bully.
And then Pat Mahomes ends up throwing 416 passing yards, 5 touchdowns.
Yeah, leading rusher in the Le'Veon Bell revenge game, Frank Gore, 10 carries for 30 yards.
Mahomes is not MVP.
Damn. No, not this year.
Nope.
No. That's the big conversation after the game. They're like, it's time to reinsert this guy back into the MVP talk. They're like, well, did he ever leave? Like, fuck you.
Yeah, well, you kind of have to. 416 and 5 touchdowns. But it was against the Jets.
The Jets.
Yeah.
Britt ripping through 3 touchdowns against the Jets. Chill out.
Then he threw a couple picks, too.
Three of them.
Pick six.
I think three of them.
Scotty.
If my memory serves me correctly.
All right, next game. Tua gets the win. Jared Goff throws 61 times. 28-17 Dolphins.
How many
the
picks?
Rams. The Rams. Jared Goff did not throw a pick. 1 touchdown, no picks. He had a fumble that was returned for a touchdown. It was a weird game.
I thought he had like 2 fumbles.
It was like the perfect Tua, like if you could script a debut because Tua didn't have to do anything and the Dolphins got 2 unconventional touchdowns. This
That's
is a game
Paxton
where
Goff threw 2 picks.
Goff threw 2 picks?
Yep.
Okay. Jesse didn't show up on top performers. I wasn't in the full box score. Cooper Kupp 11 for 110. But yeah.
Pretty
this
sure
was a perfect game. I think the Rams are a lot better than what this game showed. They just like they just have these letdown spots, man, where
Dude.
They shut out the Dolphins in the second half
yeah.
and end up with only 17 points. Maybe it's they've had like 11 cross country trips, I swear to God.
Yeah.
You know, Tua had a Paxton Lynch against the Jaguars game. Against the Jaguars in like his second start in Paxton Lynch's like rookie year, he went like 12 of 24 for 104 yards, and the Broncos won like 10-3 or some dumb shit like that.
All right, next game. Let's skip that one. Saints beat the Bears 26-23.
Alvin Kamara, did you skip the Broncos one?
Yeah.
Reception yards.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did, but I'll get back to it.
96 reception yards for Alvin Kamara.
Oh, well, he had
99, receiver.
And I was waiting for the bonus. Then he lost three on his last catch, so that sucked. But yeah, the Saints are back. Is it time to go to Mitch Trubisky, Zach? Because if you watch the game, that's what's weird. The Bears will put up 23, and it's like, you know, they lost a close game, whatever. But it's like, if you watch the game, Nick Foles was terrible.
Terrible.
Do you go back to Mitch?
Never.
No, God, no, dude. Not even a hesitant.
Six of one thing, half dozen of the other.
Right. Yeah. At least when you have Nick Foles in, like when Nick Foles is sucking versus when Mitch Trubisky is sucking. So like if you watch Mitch Trubisky play and he sucks, it's like, damn, we could have Patrick Mahomes. Now we have this guy.
Here's
if you watch Nick Foles suck, he's like, well, at least he's won a Super Bowl.
Well, from a non-Bears fan, that's a great point.
Yeah.
From a non-Bears fan, I just think when Trubisky's sucking, it's a lot more watchable than when Nick Foles just, like, gets the snap and immediately is, like, just looking at the line of scrimmage.
Especially
because
if you have the over.
Right. Well, the over hit in this game.
Zach's evaluation is usually something like, well, if we're ranking him from 1 to 10, Mr. Trubisky's number is 10 and Nick Foles is 9. So...
Oh,
you know, 9 ranks higher than 10 in this case, so you got to keep him in over Mitchell Trubisky, even a little bit, because Mahomes.
Let's hear your analysis, Mr. Professional.
No, you nailed it.
I know I did.
I said I loved the Bears +5.5.
You did love the Bears +5.5.
Couldn't do it. Next game, the Broncos come back to beat the Chargers 31-30. Justin Herbert looked good. Drew Lock looked awful until the fourth quarter when the Broncos put up 21
in the fourth.
Touch on the Broncos first, Scotty. Give you like 30 seconds, and then we'll get into the story of the game, which is the Chargers blowing all these leads.
It was the most frustrating win in my entire life. I was like pissed off the entire game. I didn't want to watch it, but the reserve psychology worked, and the Broncos won. That's it.
You're back on Drew Lock because he was dancing.
Yep. The reserve psychology.
Yeah, I got off Twitter and just watched it, and I was like, wow. And then it was nice. And then I saw Drew Lock dance, and I was like, fuck yeah, dude, I'm so back in.
Yeah, I'm back. I thought of that when Drew Lock started dancing. I was like, Scotty's back in.
You know what the worst? You know what the worst part about it is? Is now, like, when the Broncos suck or put up 50 yards in 2.5 quarters,
they'll be like, remember the Chargers game.
No, they'll show clips of Drew Lock dancing on Twitter. And I'm like, God damn it. Like, I don't want to.
Oh,
they're like,
true.
We really thought we had a franchise.
He's going to get gift.
They're going to be like, we Broncos fans really thought they found a franchise quarterback because their quarterback was dancing on the side, rapping and dancing on the sidelines. I'm like, fuck.
Last thing on the Denver Broncos football, the Denver football team. Upcoming Atlanta. They're underdogs. Then at Las Vegas is gonna suddenly be a big game. They have a tough schedule coming up. Las Vegas, Miami, New Orleans, and Kansas City.
They've had a tough schedule all year.
But then I saw you had a tweet, Scotty, where it was like, yeah, the Broncos would be 7-5 going into the Kansas City Sunday night game. It was like someone quoted that or something. I was like, oh, I'm glad Denver fans aren't being irrational.
No. Someone mentioned like predicting that, and then they mentioned that it was KC on Sunday night in KC. I was like, oh, what could possibly go wrong? The Broncos are getting fucking murdered in that game.
No, it's like, I don't blame that fan because it's like, it's just your gut reaction to be like, after the Bengals beat the Titans, I was like, well, I mean, if they could just somehow squeak out 6-2 over the last back stretch, 8-7-1, you might sneak in and get like the Chiefs on the road in the first round.
Yeah, it's the revenge game right there. You could lose two games the regular season to the Chiefs, and you get them.
Speaking of a bad beat for our boardwalk, how about the under in the Seahawks 49ers game?
That's tough.
30 points in the fourth quarter. Yeah. And now is San Francisco done? Jimmy G and Kittle, look like they might be out for the year?
Yeah. DeCalf Metcalf, 161 reception yards and only 12 receptions.
DeCalf Metcalf?
This guy is the truth.
That's what they called him on the broadcast.
I love it. I love that.
Yeah. DK. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this is what the Niners kind of do. It's like they come back next week and look like world beaters with Nick Mullins or CJ Beathard. But then, you know, they just lay down and die another week, and it's like, who are we? Well, Zach, also, you love the 49ers team win total under before the season 10 started.
10.5. Should have taken shouts out to DJ Dallas for having the strength to not play for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
18 carries, 41 yards, and a touchdown. There was a up in the air who was going to play, Carlos Hyde or Chris Carson.
Right.
Psych, bitch, neither one of them.
Neither one of them played.
Yeah.
Oh.
Last minute, both of them were out.
Remember
it was
Rashad
like, okay, at the beginning of the week.
First round pick.
At the beginning of the week, it was like, yeah, Carlos Hyde is going to play, Chris Carson's out. And then later it was like, Carlos Hyde is doubtful, but Chris Carson might play. So I was like, oh, shit. Well, and I ended up, those other leagues where I have Carson, I was bouncing back and forth. And then it comes to like 20 minutes before kickoff, neither one of them are playing. It's this no-name DJ Dallas.
This was the
bitch.
Battle of the, like, asshole backfields because you never know, especially with the 49ers, because last week I started Jarek McKinnon, got one carry
against
the Patriots.
And they activated Tevin Coleman off IR out of
luckily,
fucking
he got
nowhere.
Hurt again.
Oh,
and
he did?
My guy Jamichael Hasty got a garbage time or a garbage touchdown.
There
he got
go.
29 yards and a touchdown, averaged 2.4 yards a carry. Okay, last game, Sunday Night Football, my luckiest cover of my life. And that's this game is why you gamble, because everyone on Twitter is like, this game is such trash. And I'm like, speak for yourself. Because I took the cheese, took the Eagles minus 10 last minute. And I was like, whatever. I can't, like, my rationale was I can't wake up Monday morning and having bet on Ben DiNucci and lost.
Ben DiNucci.
So the Eagles get that controversial fumble return touchdown. Then Mike McCarthy, like, breaks out his Pro Football Focus subscription and his, like, highlight tape of Bill Belichick coaching and takes an intentional safety in the fourth quarter. And then that weird-ass rugby punt onside kick thing. And then it ends up with the Eagles, like, barely covering because Ben DiNucci walked it all the way down to the 5-yard line, Drew Lock style, with short passes.
Relax.
Scotty, no, observations from this game and my bet for the Eagles to win the division against you is looking decent.
Man, that sucks. Yeah, I mean, you know that if Dak Prescott was in it, that would be a different
I absolutely
story.
Know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I caught a break there.
And I had the over to win a lot of money. It was the last legger, and I didn't hedge.
Ooh. Yeah, and that's
by
tough.
The time I could have hedged, it was like already a 7-point down from the original line. I was like, well, I'm not going to middle and lose both.
Right. It's like we try to come up with a name for that because, like, a middle, you could win both, you can't lose both. What's the name of, like, a last-minute hedge, like, please win because I could lose both?
A fucking middle.
It's like a black hole.
Black hole middle.
Hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
All right. Love that. All right. We'll get into Boardwalk for tonight. And hand up. Hand up because on Thursday's show, or Wednesday's show, my lock was from this game. And we're not supposed to do that.
Nope. Hey,
so I'm making two picks tonight.
Okay. Hand up on you two. You didn't send the lines for tonight.
Lines? We can look at them because we're grown-ass adults.
I mean,
oh, it is just one game. Just, okay, that's fine.
Yep.
Yeah, and make sure it's not on that sketchy site we use, and it's on Lawrenceburg. It's 12.5 with an over-under 47. You guys want to know some records from Wednesday,
we got to go back and look at our snake draft pick.
I went 2-6.
Oh, you found him.
I went 2-2 in snake and 2-6 in boardwalk.
You didn't go 2-6 in boardwalk because we don't have 8 picks. You went 2-4 in boardwalk.
Oops.
Oh, right, 2-4, right, yeah.
Got
2-4
Jets,
out of 6.
Jets, Chiefs under.
Had a rough ass
and
day.
Packers, Vikings under. Zach, 2-4.
Yikes.
Each went 2-4,
yes.
And I went 2-3, and I have my play tonight, but I also have another pick coming tonight. So
what's your play tonight?
Giants team total, under 17.5.
Okay, gotcha.
So if we look at the standings, Zach, 73-55-6, so that equals out to 73-58, just for the doing my math.
Okay.
Scotty, 74.5-59.5, and I am 73-60, so I am 2.5 back of you, and Scotty is 1.5 back of you.
Gotcha.
With two plays tonight. So you just heard my first pick, Giants team total under 17.5. Zach,
what's the max on odds minus what is it?
I mean, for baseball, we did minus 200 because in baseball you bet money lines. So you want to do like minus 160 For props?
Minus 160 for props or for spreads? We could take alt lines on spreads.
Well, no. For spreads, we just do minus 110 or whatever the line would be, 12.5.
Okay. All right. Never mind. Come back to me then.
All right. Scotty?
I'm taking the first half Buccaneers -7.5.
Gotcha.
Easy.
All right.
That's such a dub. Thank you, caller. I might call again. Try to fucking wheel.
The game total to go under 47.
Wait a minute.
Shot up 2.5 points since this morning.
What? The game total? Oh, it's down. It's back down to 46.5.
No, but we're going on Lawrenceburg.
Right.
47.
Yeah, but...
Mm-hmm. All right. Zach?
Yeah, Golden... sorry, go ahead.
Wait, so we didn't get that free pick, by the way, on the phone. Remember, they promised us a free pick.
If you give your credit card
information. That's bullshit. Yeah. What the fuck? What's free anyway?
You probably get like two picks. You pay for the service and they're like, okay, these are the picks and then here's the bonus free.
No, we should have fought for that. Not, we should be like, no, you said free.
Nothing's free on there. Zach, finish us off.
Golden Tate over 29.5 receiving yards tonight. That seems pretty low.
What's the odds?
Odds -112.
Okay.
For both. Nice. Over and under.
Oh, you got over.
Yes, over. Okay, 29.5.
And then Snake Track Pick'em update. Scotty and I each went 2-2. And Zach, you're 2-1 with Tampa tonight. A Tampa win, and we're tied for first place. How about that? Is that our show?
No, because we have to do Rip Your Rankings.
Ah, forgot that.
Election time. Real quick. We'll bang it out.
Top 10 players who could be president.
Current NFL players is what I'm restricting it to, because that's just how I wanted to do it.
All right. Hit us with 10.
Okay, number 10, Derek Carr. He's corny. He's cheesy. He seems like you're straightforward running for state representative for North Dakota.
And he's familiar with makeup.
It's the Heath Shuler effect.
You got it.
Do you know who that is?
Nope.
Backup or first-round quarterback of the Redskins, Washington football team in the 90s, who sucked and then became a congressman.
Well, he was in D.C., so...
Isn't there another one who became a congressman? Like another former player?
In Rome.
That's like...
Yes, his evil twin... Brother Lee Schuler.
Oh, right.
Why does he have a different last name?
Shut up. Stepbrother. What are you doing, stepbro? I'm in Congress. All right,
number 9, Dak Prescott. He's got a face for television. You see all the commercials that he's done. Maybe he will have to make the shift. He may not ever play another snap. He probably will.
Hopefully it's still just a cramp.
Right. Shouts out to Tommy Roman. Number 8. He's a controversial, definitely a liberal pick here. Colin Kaepernick.
Ooh.
Still free agent by the
You're going to get us all shot.
He could run for mayor of Portland, probably.
I would love to see him go run it for government. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
All right. And the next guy running, these next two running on the Dixiecrat ballot, the Boses for president and vice president.
Is that a number 7 by itself?
Yeah.
Both Boses? Okay.
Yeah, the Boses. Take your pick, whoever you want to be president or vice president or whatever, governor,
gotcha.
General, whatever it's called.
Sure.
Number 6, going with the Mike Pence vibe, Philip Rivers.
Ooh.
Good Christian man.
It is.
Does he also want to burn?
Yep. Talks a lot of trash, but it's very clean.
Yeah.
All right, number 5, he's a man about town. He's that young up-and-comer. He's that... Beto O'Rourke vibe. Patrick
he's
Mahomes.
He's new in town.
Ben DiNucci.
No, Patrick Mahomes. He's the new kid on the block. Yeah. And so now we're starting to get into the bread and butter. Like, these are your guys that you'd love to see run for office. Number 4, Aaron Rodgers. Right?
That's not out of the realm.
Right?
Yeah.
An interesting guy. Hates his family. Got a lot of family drama going on, which seems like par for the course.
He's perfect.
With these presidential candidates.
The last perfect. Time a single person was president. No first lady.
The one who everyone thought was gay. What's his name?
Bush. Mechitea.
No. Wasn't Gore. President.
It's not the wind!
It'll come to me later. All right.
Michael Sam.
Number 3 and my personal favorite who I would definitely vote for, Russell Wilson.
Russ.
He's got
Mr. Unlimited.
The good family values.
Let him cook.
The solid leadership quality.
In the office.
And when he got drafted, he dumped his girlfriend for a hotter chick.
Right, but he definitely didn't have sex with either one of them before marriage.
All-time draft moment.
Definitely.
If you've ever seen the evil laugh of the chick who was Russell Wilson was dating when he got drafted.
What? I haven't seen it.
Oh, she looks evil. She looks like a Karen.
Was she white?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Of course.
Right. She looks like a Karen, and she's like, oh, my God, I'm going to be rich kind of look. Like,
yeah, and she didn't end up rich. And the even better thing about him being with Ciara is all the shade that Future throws at him because he's a stepdad. Definitely has stepdad vibes, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Number two, Drew Brees. Definitely getting the police vote. Definitely getting the endorsement from the police union, I think.
I'm intrigued at one. I don't know who it is, so.
Number one? Okay, Scotty, who do you think number one is?
Yeah, can I
Calais guess? Campbell.
Yeah, absolutely. Nope.
That ain't bad. It's just players, not coaches, right?
Yeah.
I searched Russell Wilson drafted, and the fourth video is like Russell Wilson's white girl.
Josh Allen.
No.
Do we keep Give guessing? Me one more guess. Brady.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Tom Brady. He's the epitome of the upper class. He's definitely the Donald Trump of the NFL.
And he was at Bush's State of the Union after they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Tom Brady definitely would love to win a Super Bowl and go visit Trump in the Oval Office and eat all that McDonald's garbage, like Clemson style. So go ahead and rip him, fellas.
I don't know how to. I don't, me neither. I'll just say that.
Good list, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, but
Ryan
it's like nothing
Clark,
I've...
You should have put former players.
He's not an active player.
Should have put former players.
I don't spend a lot of time thinking about which players should be president, so I'm going off of your list. I think it's pretty decent. Mm-hmm. Picked a lot of quarterbacks. They're natural leaders.
Mm-hmm.
The Boses could be controversial with some old tweets, but so I bumped them.
So good, Ben DiNucci.
I would put Carr up in Boses. Down.
Mm-hmm.
Bosa's to 9 or 10,
well,
Carr to 8 or 7.
Tweets,
because Carr's boring as shit.
Right. Well, I think that's what you want in some politicians. Sometimes you just want a boring guy who's just going to...
That's why I'd move Carr up.
Punch out. Oh, okay. Yeah, gotcha. Well, yeah. With the Bosa's, I mean, if you think you see all the... When it comes to controversial tweets, that doesn't seem to really affect your odds of becoming president.
Not true. If you can rush a passer.
Right. If your parents are rich.
Hey, Zach.
Rivers has to be top five. I think it's a little disrespectful that a guy as clean as Philip Rivers isn't top mm-hmm. five. I know he's six, but Rivers with the clean smack talk and like the epitome of family man when he's got like 11 kids. So
I like,
he's got a whole house, like a fifth of a House of Representatives in his bag.
I like Richard Sherman to be
payroll.
On the list. No defensive players. That's my knock.
Boses are on defense.
Okay. Besides the Bosa
Stanford
picks.
Grad. Yeah, Stanford grad.
I like
Dax played a lot of defense.
Ain't that the truth? Hey, Zach, is that why you doze off on Sundays? Because you're like, oh, none of these players can be presidents. I'm going to fall asleep.
Breeze is good. A lot of birthmark photos on Twitter would be funny.
Yeah, he's got that Mikhail Gorbachev vibe.
I wouldn't vote for Mahomes because he puts ketchup on a steak.
Oh, God, yeah. Definitely wouldn't vote for him.
And, yeah.
Well, I just like the ketchup on my steak. I could think I could be president.
All right, is that our show?
That's our show.
That's what I do.
All right, here we go. There's a little place where the sun sleeps late and pulls himself a shot of tequila. It's a little place called Pleasure Island. That's where I'd like to feel ya. It's easy to find just beyond the last wave. Dolphins and whales are a mate. Sail all day and all night and then take a hard ride. That's where I'll be awaiting. Pleasure Island, island of pleasure. No need to stop and think. Pleasure Island, a beautiful treasure. Come on down and have a drink.